Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Well, hey, everybody, Jason here, and it is great to have you on the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast. And on today's episode, I want to share with you a superpower that truly authentic, confident people actually know how to use. And it has incredible power when it comes to how we lead. But before we get to that, I want to just remind you that over on Facebook, actually, we have a Facebook group called The Calm and Confident Leader, and I have been putting a ton of content out over the last month, and so if you've not been over there recently, I would encourage you to check that out. There's a lot of content and things that may be very, very helpful for you, including a couple of Facebook Live episodes that I did, and the replays are available in that group as well. So the superpower that truly authentic, confident people know how to exhibit is the superpower of vulnerability. Vulnerability, or sometimes it's referred to as humility. And it's humility is an interesting thing. And a lot of times you don't think that humility comes into play when we're dealing with confidence, because oftentimes confident people are viewed as arrogant or proud, and sometimes can give off an air that you just can't approach them. You can't get near them because of this air of arrogance. Because this is really my belief, and this is a belief that I've come to after a lot of pain and heartache, is I think that when you are authentically confident, it is not a put off. When your confidence comes from a pure place, when it's not trying to mask insecurity, when it's not trying to mask doubt or frustration or tension. Man, there has been so many times as a leader where I knew that the people that were following me needed to see me as confident. At least that's what I told myself. But I also knew I didn't feel very confident because I was struggling, or, you know, because there was some tension going on, or there was some interpersonal issues that I was dealing with or whatever. And because I knew that people needed it, and or at least I thought that people needed it from me, and I didn't have it, I often would try to put it on. And we talked about this in our last episode. But this comes into the issue of humility and vulnerability. See, a lot of times people, well, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to talk about humility here in just a second. But let me just stay on subject here. When confidence is not authentic, when confidence is something that we're putting on to mask some unhealth inside of us, that kind of confidence comes across as arrogant. That type of confidence is off-putting and often will be intimidating to the average person, and creates what it's supposed to do, what your brain is trying to do, is it creates protection. It creates distance between you and the people that you lead. That kind of confidence is not the kind of confidence that we talk about on this podcast, and it's not the kind of confidence that we believe that really good, healthy leaders exhibit. And now I do want to make one caveat on that, and that is that sometimes people are put off by authentic confidence as well, but those things I think have more to do with that other person than with you. And as we've said before on this podcast, we don't have control over those other people. And so some people may say, oh, you come across as arrogant or you're intimidating. And it may have more to do with them than it does with you. It's their own insecurities that are sometimes coming out. But I found with a lot of leaders that I work with that the issue lies with us. Or I say it this way, there's a lot more we should be and could be doing as leaders to make it easier for the people who are struggling with their own sense of insecurity. Does that make sense? So in summary, if you could bring a healthy confidence and I could bring a healthy confidence, an authentic confidence, then I think that the average person is not going to be put off by it unless they're dealing with severe insecurities of their own, and there's nothing you can do about that anyway. But as far as it depends on you and me, we got to do our part. And we have not been doing a great job for the most part as leaders. I think our heart's in the right place for most of us. I think we know that people need confidence or they're not going to follow us. And so we've learned how to put on that confidence. But in today's episode, I want to get to what is vulnerability? What is humility? And how do we really truly exercise it as a superpower that is magnetic to the people around us? You see, everybody says they want humility. And everybody that I know wants to be friends with people who have humility. And everybody wants an employee who has humility. Everybody wants a boss or a supervisor who has humility. But nobody seems to exercise it. And I know that's a slight exaggeration, but it just seems so rare, doesn't it? It's like, I want humility, and I want everybody around me to be humble and teachable and able to kind of process things going forward. But the reality is, it's just rare. It's like we want to say that we have humility, but when somebody actually exhibits it, or vulnerability, we don't know what to do with it. Because it's so rare, it's almost uncomfortable when you see that kind of humility. You see, I tell in our program, I teach this idea of, I say that we as human beings, particularly we as leaders, suffer from what I call human plus or superhuman syndrome. Human plus or superhuman syndrome. What I mean by that is we spend way too much energy trying to convince ourselves and others that we are not susceptible to the same human tendencies that the rest of the human race deals with. We are special. We are human plus. We are superhuman. Now, the reality is there's no such thing as that. Okay, yes, it exists in comic books and movies, but it doesn't exist in real life. And I don't know too many people who would ever really say that. They would ever say, oh yeah, I'm human plus, or I'm superhuman. But look at the expectations that you put on yourself. Look at the expectations that others put on you, that you kind of feed sometimes, or at least don't deny. You put expectations on yourself that you're going to be able to do things at a level that is beyond what a human being can do. And deep down, you know that superhuman or human plus doesn't exist. But we like to pretend that we are superhuman. We like to pretend that we can get it all done, and we can manage all these relationships and manage what's going on in us and manage our environment. And we like to pretend. It's kind of like when I was a kid, I did this, right? I took a bath towel from our bathroom and I tucked it into the collar of my t-shirt and I pretended to fly around the house as a kid. And then I got really sophisticated. I discovered safety pins. And safety pins could actually more accurately get that cape around my neck so that it looked like a real cape. And then I could be soaring around the house as Superman or Batman or one of my favorite superheroes. And how is what we're doing today any different than that kid running around his house thinking he's a superhuman? You see, it's become so common that when anyone is the least bit vulnerable, or maybe I'll say it better this way, when anyone is the least bit human, we don't know what to do with it. We're so used to people either, well, not either, we are so used to people projecting that they don't hurt, that they're not they don't struggle, that they can handle it all, that they can figure it out, they can fix it, they can make it happen. And we're so used to that, that when somebody comes along and shows us humanity, shows us error, makes mistakes, says things that are wrong or come out sideways, lose our temper, whatever it might be, we're just like, awkward, right? Like, I don't know what to do with this because we're not used to it. And if we're, you know, as the leader, we're afraid. We're afraid of showing our humanity. We're afraid of being humble, right? We don't want to be humble first. We want somebody else to go first. But I'll tell you this. This is what separates leaders from wannabe leaders. Leaders go first. Yes, I know leaders eat last. Thank you, Simon Sinek. But when it comes to courageous actions that everyone else is afraid of, leaders step into it. And there is hardly an action that is more courageous than being humble. There is hardly an action that is more courageous than showing our humanity, our vulnerability. And I would propose to you that it is our opportunity as leaders to lead the way in this important area. Not when we accomplish something. No, humility when you're scared out of your mind. Humility when you feel like an imposter and you can't seem to hold it together. That is the kind of courageous humility that I'm inviting us into. See, courageous humility is when, as a leader, you're not afraid to ask for help. You're not afraid to admit when you know you don't know something. And you're not afraid to confess your weakness and your internal struggles. That's courageous humility. And that's the kind of leader that we need today. It's the kind of leader you need to be. It's the kind of leader I need to be. Is we have to go first. We have to show vulnerability and humility. And this is what takes real courage. And unfortunately, it's quite rare among leaders. And it's why I think leaders and executives and professionals who are courageous enough to humbly admit that they're not all they want to be, and not all they want to be, will be the leaders that are humble enough to admit they're not all that they want to be, will be the people who have the edge in the new workforce economy. I believe it to the core of who I am. Look, we all struggle, and executives, leaders, and professionals, we're expected to have all the answers. We're expected to hold it all together, but we're still human beings. And when you and I pretend that we're not human, it is the fastest path to burnout and to irrelevance. And I've been there, and I don't want to go back. And so what would it look like for you and I to go first and to lead with courageous humility? Well, part of it is we're going to have to let go of our ego, aren't we? We're going to not have to be the person that has all the answers. We're going to have to learn to start answering questions with questions. When somebody says, how do we handle this challenge that's in front of us? I don't know. What do you think we should do? What do you all think we should do? This is a significant challenge. Let's see if we can define what the challenge is first and make sure that we get really clear on it. And then, guys, you guys are some of the smartest, most courageous people I've ever met. And so I know that if we put our heads together, we're going to be able to figure something out and we're going to find a way through this challenge. That's confidence, but it's humble confidence, isn't it? That's vulnerability with a piece of confidence in it, isn't it? Because your team, number one, feels encouraged. Number two, they begin to realize that you're a human being and that you don't have all the answers, and therefore you will not be responsible to make it happen. See, this is one of the things people don't realize as leaders. When you always have the answer, everyone assumes that you're going to be the one to execute the answer. Everyone assumes you're going to be the one to make it happen. And then we wonder why we don't see progress, because it's one person trying to take on humongous challenges that are company-wide or organization-wide. We need to enlist some of the best and the brightest to help us forward. And guess where they are? They're on your team. Now, I know you maybe don't always think of them that way, but when and they don't often speak up. Some of the people on your team have incredible ideas. They have insight and they have experience that you've not tapped into. And you know why? Because when we often have an answer to a question, people assume that they don't need to dip into their own answers. People assume that they don't need to dip into their own experiences because the leader has it. But when you as a leader step forward courageously, and maybe even, let me kick it up a notch. And what if you came and said, you know what, guys, I'm looking at our challenge, and this has been a challenge that we've had for several months, and I'm lost, guys. I'm not sure how to get through this. I'm kind of struggling with it. In fact, I've lost some sleep over this last week trying to figure out some sort of solution to this. And I feel stressed out. I'm worried. I'm anxious. And guys, I need you. I need this team to come around me right now, because this has got to become our issue, not just my issue. Because I'm telling you, as a leader right now, I don't have the answer. And I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm used to having the answers. And this one's got me. And I can see it's starting to really impact the way I operate, the way I talk to people, the kinds of relationships. In fact, some of you may have even experienced me in a way that you're not used to experiencing me, or maybe, unfortunately, you're used to experiencing me these ways. And man, I can just tell it's because I am so tied up in knots over this, and I am just at a loss. So guys, as your leader, I need you to rally around me right now, because I don't have it together. And I'm falling apart quickly. And so if we could maybe take the next few minutes here and see if we can get some clarity around this challenge, so that we make sure that we're dealing with the right issue. Because I'll be honest with you guys, this thing has been running around my head so much, I'm not even sure that I can separate the real issues from the pretend issues that I've started making up, because I'm just so overwhelmed by this. Do you see where I'm starting to take this conversation? As a leader, I'm being vulnerable. I'm inviting people into my story and my journey, and I'm letting them help me carry some of the burden that's on my shoulders as a leader. And I was, you know, if I continued to play out that role play, I would begin to affirm them and say, you guys are some of the best that I've ever seen. And I think I'm going to need all of us bringing all of ourselves to this issue so that we can get on the other side of it. Now, think about not only what that's going to do to your team, it's going to rally them around you, particularly if you've at all displayed any kind of humility through the time working with you. But let's say you do get through that challenge, which you will, and you're on the other side of that challenge now, and you did it as a team, not as an individual with a bunch of helpers. And that's what I've found in most organizations that I work with, is you have a really dynamic leader and a bunch of helpers, a bunch of people who help the leader get the job done. And what I am proposing, and what we talk about at the Calm and Courageous or Confident Leader, what do I call my thing, is a whole team of people that are bringing their best to see things go forward. Those are the organizations, those are the companies that are crushing their goals. Those are the companies that are reaching new heights and new levels. They are not based on one leader. Well, actually, they have a really great leader who knows how to use the superpower of vulnerability and humility to invite others to take ownership and to come together to a solution that we can all celebrate and we can all say, yes, we did this together. And guess what it does? when you exercise the superpower of vulnerability and humility, it actually begins to make that superpower stronger. And it makes your team stronger. And the more that you learn to lead first and go first with this vulnerability and humility, the more that the rest of your team will begin to exhibit it, because you're essentially sending a message that it's okay to be a human being on this team. In fact, I don't want this to be a team of superhumans or human plus, because that just doesn't exist. And when we try to pretend it exists, we're like that kid with the cape running around a house. It's ridiculous. It looks ridiculous on an adult. But that's the way so many of us do it. So many of us live. So I'm not sure what it is that keeps us from exhibiting this superpower, but there are a few of us who will be courageous enough to not settle for pretend success, but for those of us who want that internal resilience of the calm and confident leader. And when you can step into a room and when you can begin working with people in a way that they don't have to admire you, but they've learned to respect you, because they say, that's somebody who I can relate with. That's somebody just like me. And that's somebody who has some really unique skills and knowledge that I want to tap into more so that I can get better and so that I can help them get better. And when we're working together on those things, then the whole team becomes full of calm and confident leaders. Well, I hope that was an interesting thing for you to think about today, but I like to always leave you on this podcast with an action step. And so my action step is to think about something right now that you're nervous about, something right now that maybe you don't feel like you have what it takes to get it done. Maybe it's your to-do list. Maybe it is a challenge that you're facing in the workplace. Maybe it's a family issue that you're like, guys, I don't know how to get on the other side of this family issue. And you want to call the family together and say, and admit some vulnerability and show some humility to your family members. Wow, that would be an amazing thing. But I want you just to pick one thing right now that you know is just a little bit over your head. And what would it look like for you to, in the next week, just admit to somebody, admit to invite somebody else in by just expressing vulnerability and saying, hey, this thing's got me in knots. This thing's, I'm worked up about it. I'm not sure how to fix it. I'm not sure how to get on the other side of it. And man, I could really use some help. And maybe it's an issue that is so big, and maybe it's an issue that that person doesn't have the skill set on. And so maybe it's just to say, you know what? I just needed to admit to somebody that I'm not so sure how to get there. I'm not so sure how to get through this. And maybe just admitting it will build that friendship or build that relationship to a deeper level. So why don't you experiment with it? Experiment with the newfound superpower that I'm blessing you with today. And hey, if this podcast is helpful for you, as always, I would love it if you would help us spread the word. I would love to see other leaders learn what it takes to become calm and confident and really make a difference in their world, influencing the people that they come in contact with. So share the word, leave us a review on wherever you listen to this podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Calm and Confident Leader. Thanks for listening.